Or Lates Tishrei, Shmaitzah Shir, Wednesday night, Thursday night. Okay, so we're doing Shmaitzah Beis Perek Vav, and last night two nights ago, I sort of stepped out of the Shmaitzah to discuss sort of the lundus of why, what are we talking about? You know, sometimes you come across these things, and they seem so cut and dried, and you don't know, is it just a question of adding up, like I say, till you get enough points to be Motzi Mammon. So we said, if Bari Vishema would work, if Bari Vishema would be Bari Odif, it would work with Hilchus Tayin Venitan. It's a label I gave it. What does that mean? It means you don't have a raya. It really is a good question. You know, it says a Motzi Mechvel of Araya. How could there be a Mandiyom of Bari Vishema Bari Odif? That in itself, just that, just those two sentences, a very powerful question. It says, by moment is the rule of Motzi Mechvel of Araya. So how could there be a Mandiyom of Bari Vishema Bari Odif? The answer is that there is a different Maslul. It's a Maslul called Toyin Benitan. Let's say a person doesn't want to make a Shvua. He doesn't want to make a shvua, so he has to pay as a din. That's not even the din of mitoch shani yochalish ba mishalim. That's already a fancy din if you can't swear. But if you don't want to swear, so wait a second. Nothing's been proven. It's very far-fetched to say if he doesn't want to swear, it's haydos bal din. Very far-fetched. There are rules. We don't like to think of it that way, maybe, but there's rules. It's a separate mitzvah in the Taryag mitzvahs. Lodun b'dinei toyin v'nitan. There's this whole give and take of litigants. Well, I would go back to the Rambam. Chinuch uses the Rambam's can. Lodun b'dinei toyin v'nitan. It's Toyim Benitan. That's what in Londus, that's what we could call it. Toyim Benitan. You know, the give and take of the litigants. So there, there's rules. Someone's going to win the Dentira. Sometimes not. As you learn in Baba Basra, sometimes Bezdin will say, Kol Dolim Gavar. It's also just the rules. The rules of this case is Kol Dolim Gavar. That's the rules. Chazal made those rules. I don't know if the halacha Moshe Sinai. I doubt it. Chazal made the rules. They made the rules of what? Sometimes called Olam Gavar. Sometimes Sumchis comes up with an idea. Maman Hamut Ol B'Safek Cholkin. These are rules. You're doing stuff without any rayas. So there's no question in my mind. And Bari Vishema Bari Odif, if you hold Bari Odif, such a rule also. The other Mandiyama, I think, is just as powerful. Lav Bari Odif. It means Bari is not a better Taina than a Shema. So you both have a Taina. Lav Bari Odif means we accept the Shema as a Taina in good standing. So there's a standoff. It's a standoff. Very good. Now you need a raya. If you don't have a raya, it can't help you. There's a standoff. They're equal. They're balanced. So if Bari Vishema is going to work, it's the rules of Toyim V'Nitan. So we're going that it doesn't work. It doesn't work. There's no such rule. If Cheskos Aguf is Motzi Mammon, now we'll go to the other half of the tag team. If Cheskos Aguf is Motzi Mammon, we said, those are not a raya. This is already, I think, much more subtle. I don't think we have to worry about it too much, because nobody holds Cheskos Aguf is Motzi Mammon, except for the Pnei Yeshua. So I don't have to worry about it that much. But the pshat would be that maybe it's not so technically a raya, the way we understand the word raya, but it addresses the issue. It does give us a psak in what happened. A psak, not a raya, not a hochacha, but it gives us a psak. So, if it's not motzi moment, which what most people hold, that's a pshat. It's like not a raya. It's like not a raya. Or it can be motzi moment. So, this combination, to me, Bore B'Shem and Cheskes HaGuf, is not adding up points. Like you need, on a scale of 1 to 10, and you need an 8. You need an 8 to be motzi moment. And it's by me, it's Bore that when it's a Cheskes HaGuf, then it's Bore Yodif. Then everybody's mind the Bore Yodif.
It appears to be starving.
It's not a...
So the less
Yeah, starfus, yeah, yeah. I'm explaining that what the head starfus is. The starfus is not always adding up. 1 plus 1 equals 2, or 2 plus 2 equals 3. Head starfus means two things are mitzaref together. Like a man and wife are mitzaref to form a unit. To form a unit. And the unit has the kochos of each one. So Bore B'Shem has a koach, Cheskes HaGuf has a koach. They come together.
The
whole is greater than the sum of the parts. The whole is always greater than the sum of its parts. Almost always.
But I mean, even like a Zriya Chadash, if you say, start with the new third thing.
A whole. I don't know if you have to say to. If that word does it for you, fine. Every time you make a minyan with 10 people, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Anytime, that's not a...
The arithmetic, it should be kind of like a new thing. Davar chadash b'avar.
Yeah. So I think the Cheskes HaGuf is making the Bore b'yodif. When the Bore has a Messiah, like the Cheskes HaGuf. Okay, anyway, the Shmaitza holds that would be the conceptual deal, I think, just to have some flavor in it rather than just learn the ping pong game, you know, a raya this way, a raya that way. Conceptually, what are they arguing about?
When I told him to Yaakov, I was here. Is it proper to say the Rav is saying that Cheskes HaGuf is like the context and now the Bari is Adi?
I wouldn't use those words, but that's the type of idea I'm saying, that Cheskes HaGuf is the enabler for the Bari to be Adi. It works on the Bari. It's not Motzi Momen, and it's not, it contributes 3 points. And the other one contributes 3 points, so now you have 6 points, so you can be multi-mon. It enables the Bari to work its magic. I wouldn't call it a context. To me, the word context means something else. I would call it a reason for the Mandiyom or Lav Bari Yodif to be more than in this case, Bari Yodif. So he has a Cheskes HaGuf, being the Sayeya him. So in that case, Bore is Odif. Enables. Whatever word you want.
Empowers.
Whatever. Empowers. You have to understand the concept, though. That only could be said if you accept what I'm saying, that with Bore B'Shem, you're dealing with Hilchos Tayin V'Nitan. If you're working only with Raya, then my words are meaningless. Then Cheskes HaGuf has to be a good enough Raya to be Motzi Momen. But if it's a good enough Raya to be Motzi Momen, so let it be Motzi Momen without Bore B'Shem.
The only way it would work the other way is talking by points, like that concept.
Yeah. So, okay. So now, Shmaitza and Shmaitza Beis Perek Vav, where we're up to, proceeds to bring a bunch of rias that is that it's not motzi mamon. This it's tarfus of cheskus aguf. Hashem is not motzi mamon. So his first raya,
I don't know which,
raya rishona.
Oh.
Raya Rishona, interestingly enough, coincidentally he calls it the Raya Rishona. I hope when they sold the tickets to davening, they didn't advertise Cantor Milinowitz.
Are you davening for
Milinowitz? Not unless an ace happens. I need a nace. Some sort of, I have to wake up in the morning. It would be a nace. So the first Raya Rishonim Mahadom Resh Perakapora, Shoshanog Echasapora. You have the place, everybody? Sure. Yeah. Shoshanog Echasapora, Himsuk Mitsida, and you do a much like no Kayoldo. And the dead child has nothing to do with the negicha. It just was mapil in mishenokha, and the negicha killed the vlad also. Because it's a tama, because of momen amut, because of sumchus's rule of momen amut to b'safek cholken. Okay, Parashah not Chesashor, Nimtz of Lodo. We need to do a Machlo Nocha Yoldo. And the payment can come from the Vlad also. Because Ashor Tan is Mishalem Migufo, Migufa Ashor Hanogeach. You don't pay out of pocket, you only pay Ashor Hanogeach. So if the Uber was there in the mother, at the time of the negicha, so you could get your money from the Uber also, right? Because it was the nogeach also. So the din is shtalim chazi nezik min hapara, or via nezik min havlad. It doesn't mean you get three quarters. I'm talking about a tam. It means you have a right to get chazi nezik from the para. If the para got lost or died or ran away, then you have a right to get up to Revia Nezik for the Vlad. You have a right to get up to Revia Nezik. Why? Because Mamun Amud B'Safik Cholken. Now, Amr V'Dim HaShmul Zav Divrei Sunchas Avo Chacham V'Mayim Zek Lagod B'Din Amat Zemek Avel Avaraya Lama Leil Mayim Zek Lagod B'Din Yisus the Gemara Yitztrich Nefilu Nizik Goyim Abori Mazik Goyim Hashema. It's a way of Araya, Ayin Shah. Now the Nizik is the Toveya, the Nizik is the Motzi. V'hosu mami iki cheskus aguf. Lai mahashti hi di yolda. Chmo, yishir astani ne nasti. Ayin Shah betoises di v'yamatschol meidi yadi, Shom. I think this is a chiddush. I think it's not at all Mukhrach, but I didn't have time to see what the Achrayim say. The Shmaitzer considers the status of Uberes to be a Cheskus Aguf. Again, you know, you find Mumin, so you say the Cheskus Aguf says the Mumin didn't happen, or yet, didn't happen yet. You have Nagoyim, Cheskus Aguf. Cheskus Aguf implies a shleimus, you know. Cheskus Aguf. You don't think Cheskus Aguf is everything. If I leave my car running, so you don't say Cheskus Aguf that it didn't turn on. It has to be, and we saw this. It's Aleph. It has to be something significant that you say it's Sholem. No. Talk about Cheskus Aguf. The only reason there's a tzad to consider a woman who's not a nida, to have a cheskos aguf, and to play with cheskos aguf by nida, besides the fact that she sees regularly, so maybe there's no cheskos aguf. But on the tzad the Shemaitza had yes to say, it's only because nida is a choyli. So then you say the cheskos aguf, because the guf's not shalim. She becomes a nida, the guf's not shalim. So, it's not shalim. But, I'm not convinced that a Purim Uberes, I know she's not shalim anymore when she gives birth. I figured that out. But I don't know. Who says her natural state? Who says that's a natural state? Who says it's a natural state? You know, again, just because something's full and now it's not full doesn't mean the full matzav of the cheskos aguf. The part that gives birth is returning to our natural state. She's not sick. She's not. It's not a mum. Oh, what happened to the child? Mum. No, not a mum. It's not a choyli. It's not a mum. So who said it's a cheskos aguf? I'm not talking about a swedish tanois.
No, not that. Yerech imo. Gemara uses
that nomenclature. What? You mean so you lost a yerech? Could be called a mum.
No, I'm saying that Gemara uses that nomenclature.
In a totally different, and now I'll use the word context. In a totally different context, there it's talking about if the uber is a foreign substance, or it's the mother temporarily has another limb. But if you want to turn to me and say that because of that nomenclature, then it makes sense that when she gives birth, she's now missing a limb, and it therefore should be a cheskos aguf. You know, it's the same words, but it's certainly not a mum, not a mum when she gives birth. So, okay, I'm not, you know, the Shmaitza says it. It's not illogical to consider. I don't think the Rai is about it. Yeah, maybe it is, yeah, it is.
No, I think Tosfos says it.
On the bottom he says it, so maybe we should look it up.
I think so,
can you get above a comma? I apologize. I have to apologize to the people that bought tickets thinking they're going to hear Cantor Milinowitz. You know what the big Cantor's hat? And it says, what? And it says, Lishmoya El Harino Velatfilo. The good old days. I never had a taste for chazonos. I'm a modern, you know, I'm a young guy. I grew up with rock and roll. But my shver loved chazonos. My shver loved chazonos. He would listen to tapes, you know, to records. Now, remastered all the big chazonim. It's digitalized. You could buy, you know, Yosel Rosenblatt. There's a whole series, Od Yosef Chai, they call it, Od Yosef Chai. They took all his music, you know, they used to have these big LPs, and they could hear all the scratchings and everything. And they digitalized it. I love to listen to it. Don't appreciate it, but, you know, it's very powerful. So, I listened to old Kalbach records. They redid them all. I don't know all. They redid the early, early Kalbach from the 50s, early 60s. The mamish hear things that you never dreamed were there. I'm talking about background, the orchestra, the harmonies or the music. The mamish hear, it's taka, maybe it's a new appreciation for the music. It was always there. The older records couldn't bring it out. With the digitalized, they went back. Hask, there's a thing, Hask. They have a concert every year. Hebrew Academy for Special Children. So they bring together all the big names, a concert. So they just remastered. So they're up to Hask 25 now. So that means Hask 1 is 25 years ago. But living in such a world, 25 years ago, is like a different age. So they took the first 10 Hasks, and they made records out of CDs out of all of them, DVDs, whatever, CDs. And they redid. Mm-hmm. And I bought it because I enjoy it. So it's a different world. 25 years. You know, talking about a different era. Like, it's amazing. But you see that the Eibishter's world, it was all there. Like it's all there. You just couldn't hear it. You couldn't hear it. Like you can't see it. You couldn't hear it. And now the Eibishter like made a chokhma and the bria. But it used to be you could only hear this thing if you went to the concert hall and you're sitting in Carnegie Hall and the orchestra's on the stage and the acoustics. You heard every, but they used to look at records like an Englishman would look at a tea bag, you know, it's like it's a bazillion. That's not tea. Tea bag's not tea. Tea is tea. You take it, you brew it, you know. So the early records, it was a bazillion for the musicians. You know, now every person has in his living room music. It used to be only kings. Kings had music in their houses. And also the sound, bazillion. Now, I'm no big maven, but you hear so much, like it's like a different world. You hear all the stuff that's going on. To enhance your enjoyment of the music, but you don't chap, it's there. It's context. It's just, it's there. It's amazing. Then when you hear it. Like, it's like Bokeh Achivrim. Wow. Like there's a trumpet over here. Wow. I never chapped. The trumpet comes in at this point, and it much enhances the whole.
It seems like the part that's like missing is it's like not just the music, it's the like the lay of the chazan, which is like he's like really in every word. You know, that what moves a person. You know, I remember when I saw.
What do you mean? What are you talking?
I'm talking about
what
like
Kippur,
like chazanos and like Yom Kippur, for example.
Okay.
Chazanos. That's how the rabbis started.
You think chazanos does not have life?
No, so I'm saying no. I'm saying that in other words, the real chazanos is.
What? From the subject of the Baruch Shema.
It's not the music, the nigun is part of it, but the part that affects the people and the davening really is the ishiyu, the lave.
Yeah, but the koyach of nigun is that it brings out the lave. That's what nigun is.
But if the person who's is coming from.
Also, it's also, you know, if you have them, they used to have chazan of Chalei Shabbos, you know. If you got up there, they had good voices. So to that was opera.
But doesn't do, that's what I'm asking. Bring the davening with it,
doesn't do it. Stomach
doesn't. And likewise, it doesn't do it for the
Stomach not. But Yosla Rosenblatt was a firm person called Yomov. Anyway, so Kanta Malinowitz, I don't think will be performing. Okay. So we have here Mendel the Midbeis. Yeah, me the idea. Yeah, you are right. That's what the Schmeitzer. You're right. That's exactly what the Schmeitzer brings down. He throws in Ayin Tosis. Tosis says Mefarish that. Cheskos Mehuberes is Cheskos Aguf. So what do I say to that? I'll borrow you. I think maybe as far as the correct one, that Ubi's Yerachimo. It's missing a limb. It's missing. In Chanami, it's returning to its more pristine state because it's not normal for it to be Mehuberes. Not normal. So the pristine state of the goof, pristine means pure.
Yeah.
funny. Like the pristine state of Guf is not being Mubaris. So, a Chazoka to Meikar you can have, but we're looking for more than Chazoka to Meikar. We're looking for Cheskos HaGuf. We're looking for Cheskos HaGuf. That's what we've been learning all these weeks already. That Cheskos HaGuf is the strongest Chazoka. It's not just another run of the mill Chazoka to Meikar. It was Mubaris yesterday, it's Mubaris today. It's a Cheskos HaGuf. Okay, even the right places. Mustami, you're right. It's like a limb. It's missing the limb.
It's missing.
Yeah. Okay, Mustafi, I'm sorry. Okay, wait a second. Okay. Are we learning next?